to get along with the senators.
Oh, I think it was a very good meeting. They were all there. Only about seven of them there.
That's enough.
But their church's not nickeling around anymore, Mr. President. This church, like, was a piece of cake. I was on the attack of it. Simon started nagging just a little bit about Laos and Cambodia. Do we need all that money? I said, yes. Yeah. You know, it's precious. Fulbright was very restrained. Aiken was quite supportive.
Good.
Chipman thought it was an excellent meeting.
Good, good. Well, you've done your...
Well, we've got the upper hand.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you read Murray Marder today. He had a very, very favorable article about Utah.
Yeah. Well, incidentally, you heard what Harriman did, didn't you, said?
No.
No, Colson told me he had a statement to the effect that it was, that these, the two summits are just election year gimmicks and they mean nothing else. Think of that. Here he was squealing about not having a Russian. Thing, you know, he's called it. He really is. Incidentally, I hear Life is probably going to bust the DM thing on him next 2 weeks. But not on him, just his. Apparently, they've got some dope on what he did.
And what is what they said about your other friends that they would help support your election? It's also rather interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Harriman was one of the chief actors in the DM.
Yeah, well, apparently, they've got the story. Looking around, nosing around on it at least. Well, let him go. Let him have it. Just let him have it. Well, I tell you, he's really showing his colors. He's just a total partisan.
They have kind of met the dream and they make the best come out of it with a tall agreement and one or two other things.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Sure.
Say it was an election gimmick and they dropped it and all.
You know, getting back to Salt, Smith's attitude is really a pretty cheap. Jesus Christ. What the hell does he think he's there for himself? Yeah, really, I'm glad you put it to him, because we're not going to let him get away with this kind of thing.
First of all, of course the president gets the credit for the work that's done in his administration. He's the only one that gets elected. But in his case, he didn't even do the work.
Well, in any event, I approved it all, so that's fine.
But he did more than approve it. We broke the call deadlock out of here. We
sure.
Did the accident and war thing out of here.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Do we have anybody on his group that we can trust? I don't suppose so. Except the general, maybe he's all right.
Yeah, on his arm control advisory
committee. No, on the delegation. Not him, Nitze, and the, not even the Air Force fellow. Yeah. Well, let's just keep him. Just be sure DeBrand knows you're not going to make any kind of a deal with him.
I've got that thing. Good. I'm having dinner with the priest tomorrow.
Good. You know, I think this Comley move is a very good one.
I think it's tremendous.
We've got a perfect cover for it. He ought to go to Japan anyway. I think the way of handling it is, I mean, how to announce it and so forth, important. But I just don't want to have it announced he's going to Vietnam alone. I don't think that should be the first announcement. We've got to put it in context.
We'll package it up. We'll have it all done by Monday.
Fine. Well, that's good. But he's a good soldier. He's going to go out there. He knows what the stakes are. Well, he says honestly, I'd like to go. But beyond that, he's willing to do what's right.
And he knows what he owes his president and what he owes his country.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah, I mean, he isn't just thinking, well, maybe he's going to get muddied up with Jen.
But the funny thing is, the people who stand up come out ahead of the Fed, as opposed to those who try to play all the angles.
I think so.
Connolly has been up there taking the heat. He's on the covers of magazines. No one is. Sure, they always have something that they
can say. Sure. Okay, just keep Smith in line. I'm not going to have him get out of line. Do you have any further feelings on the NATO thing? I mean, I don't want to send a career man there. It's too important right now to have a stencil or somebody like that. We've got to have somebody that's our man. Well, you'll find somebody.
On the UN, Mr. President, what I have approved for you is a statement that is sent out at the State Department table that states that it's fully reflective of the views of the president. So they can't leave a piece of paper with your name on it. But nevertheless, it has your full support.
You think you can go that far?
Well, that's about the absolute maximum you can go.
What is the maximum? Yeah, I wonder if you can go that far, though.
And even that, we have to be very careful not to send it to many countries. This one went to Ireland, to the Netherlands, I think it's pretty safe. But I'd be very careful about it.
I'm not going to say a word about it. I'm not going to do it anymore. Because I've done mine. I did it deliberately to get it out of the way. Now I am through. Now we'll just let them work on it. It's their job.
Right.
And Bush will work on it. Rogers, and that's fine. But I'm not going to get it.
Cut these two cables.
They ought to be able to handle places like Panama and Venezuela.
Oh, I don't see that these waters are eventually to them in any event.
Well, they ought to just be able to just go to them and say, now look, come along, boys, don't fool around here. They can get more votes than they think if they work on it that way. You know, just on the basis of what is important to us. So let's vote. Well, maybe we ought to send Smith to NATO. Can't take him out of this. Yeah, he's going to play his line. We'll give him a chance.
I think rather than Churchill would be better.
No, I don't want him. He's too close to the establishment. Just can't have one of those establishment guys. We've been burned by Yeltsin. Really what you come down to.
Every time that guy opens his mouth, you see how good it is.
Oh, I wasn't.
Near that bad, but would still be in there.
Sure.
If you hadn't wanted to replace him. And he never said these things when he was in office.
No, he wouldn't.
But it explains also why we got the redemption.
Ha ha. He probably connived with him. Yeah, we'll stick Brimmer to him. Okay.
Right now.